Now we go to Iraq, where the U.S. military says a senior al-Qaeda operative is in U.S. custody. Described as the most senior Iraqi in the Sunni Islamic al-Qaeda in Iraq organization, he was captured in Mosul on July 4th.
He served as the al-Qaeda media emir for all of Iraq and served as an intermediary between AQI leader al-Masri, Osama bin Laden, and Ayman al-Zawahiri.
That was General Kevin Bergner, a spokesman for the U.S. military in Iraq. For more, we go now to NPR's John Burnett, who's in Baghdad. John, who is this person?
Linda, he's Khalid al-Mashadani. He's a Baghdad resident, as you said, who they identify as the senior Iraqi in al-Qaeda in Iraq, the media emir. I guess he's sort of al-Qaeda's in Iraq's equivalent to General Bergner as the commander of SPIN.
Is he as significant a person as the U.S. military says he is?
Well, he's not a tactical commander or anything like that. What the U.S. military authorities say about Mashadani is that last year he created a bogus front organization called the Islamic State of Iraq, which has its own website. And along with the front organization, they say that Mashadani created a fictitious leader of the Islamic State of Iraq, a guy named Umar al-Baghdadi, who's actually an actor and not part of the organization at all.
He was captured, Mashadani was, almost 2 weeks ago. Why are we just hearing about it now?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously they've been interrogating him, and they presented the results of that interrogation to the journalists today in Baghdad. But the main talking point here was the same drumbeat that we heard at last week's press conference with General Bergner. It's all about al-Qaeda. They want to make abundantly clear to the American public that that's public enemy number one here in Iraq. And to that end, the message today was that the senior leadership of al-Qaeda in Iraq are actually the foreign leaders of al-Qaeda, believed to be headquartered in Pakistan. And he even went so far as to say that these foreign leaders were directing the big bombings that we've seen here in Iraq.
And do you have any other evidence that may be true, that al-Qaeda's senior foreign leadership is specifically directing events in Iraq?
Well, the White House and the military spokespersons want us to believe that. When pressed by reporters today, General Bergner could give no specific examples and actually acknowledged that the rank and file of al-Qaeda in Iraq continue to be largely Iraqis themselves.
For example, did they say anything about al-Qaeda in Iraq having anything to do with one of the deadliest attacks in the north since the beginning of the war, Monday's truck bombing in Kirkuk? More than 85 people died.
It's an interesting point, and it really gets to the dark art of whodunit that's part of life in wartime Iraq. And it's also an indication of how sketchy and imprecise that can be, trying to decipher who it is that carried out these horrific bombings. So at the press conference today, General Bergner, as well as a Navy Rear Admiral afterwards, they both attributed those bombings in Kirkuk to al-Qaeda in Iraq simply because of the spectacular headline-grabbing nature of them. But it's interesting because earlier this week, there was a deputy commanding general named Ed Cardone who told me something completely different. He said jumping to conclusions in Iraq is always dangerous. You cannot assume it's a Sunni bombing. In the case of Kirkuk, who said it could be sectarian violence between Shias and Kurds, it could be outright thuggery. But in this political climate, the White House and their military spokesman in Baghdad tend to blame al-Qaeda for nearly all the violence over here.
NPR's John Burnett in Baghdad. Thanks very much, John.
My pleasure, Linda.
Today, the U.S. military announced the capture of a man described as a senior al-Qaeda operative. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.